RadioMD.com. It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
In one city after another, the tests showing startling numbers of children with unsafe blood lead levels. Poughkeepsie, Syracuse, Buffalo, Erie, and Reading, Cleveland and Cincinnati, and not to mention Flint. In those cities and others around the country, 14% of kids, and in some cases more, have troubling amount of the toxic metals in their blood, according to new research published this Wednesday. That would be today. The findings underscore how, despite long-running public health efforts to reduce lead exposure, many U.S. children still live in environments where there's likely to encounter a substance that can lead to lasting behavioral, mental, and physical problems. The researchers found that while blood lead levels declined nationally overall during that same period, roughly 3% of children across the country had levels that exceed 5 micrograms per deciliter, the threshold that Centers for Disease Control and Prevention consider a cause for concern. But in some places, and among particular demographics, those figures are much higher. In certain regions of the country, including parts of New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, more than 1 in 7 children tested for elevated levels of lead in their blood. Minnesota had the highest overall rate of young children with disturbing blood levels at 10.3%. Now, in the American Fitness Index, Minnesota comes in at 2 as one of the healthiest cities in the country, and yet 1 in 7 children test for elevated levels of lead in their blood. That was followed by Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Ohio, and Connecticut at 6.7%. It's a tragedy that anywhere in the United States of America, we have 14% of children with lead levels above the CDC threshold. And living in an area with a high proportion of pre-1950s constructions, that's one thing that puts you at risk. In an area where lead-based paints were widely used and lead pipes were still the norm in some places, that increases the potential exposure for children. So older housing stock equals more risk for your children. So if you live in an older house with older construction, older pipes, I recently had my pipes tested because our house was built in the 50s and we had some new piping put in. But if you're in an older house, it would behoove you to check for lead levels in your piping, in your water, you know, see what's going on in the paint, in your walls, and you can have it tested and you can go to a lead company and have these things tested because it can contribute to risk. We really need to keep the pressure on our policymakers and others to keep driving lead out of our homes and out of our environment. What happened in Flint was a perfect example of something that was, you know, the government situation. I mean, it was deplorable what's happening there, and it's still ongoing until it is completely fixed. Those people had high levels of lead in their water that they were drinking, showering, bathing. So it was absolutely something that was very scary, and I'm sure still very scary for those people. But for our children in some of these other cities, those percentages, according to the CDC, are just too high. So some of the symptoms that you can look for with children may include developmental delay, learning difficulties, irritability, loss of appetite, weight loss, sluggishness, and fatigue. Of course, children can experience some of these symptoms anyway. But if your children has abdominal pain, your children have abdominal pain, vomiting, constipation, hearing loss, in conjunction with some of these others, that would be a time to take a trip to the pediatrician and have their blood levels checked for lead. So it's something that's so important. It's something that we all need to keep track of. I don't think any of us are completely safe from this, but it's something that we can look at and keep on the people that run our government to take care of this. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Stay well.